Today is Thursday, May 26, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm trying this out. I don't know. I may be a little bit too loud. So I'm playing with the volume here. We'll see how it goes. I hope I don't sound horrible. But I'm trying this. You know, I said I was going to do all of this testing out of audio equipment and all of that kind of stuff before the cruise. And so I was going to have it all figured out. I was going to know exactly what I was doing. And I did it once, and it was a little bit of a pain in the butt, and so I didn't do it again. And I don't have a plan. Like, I didn't work it all out. Like, I was like, okay, am I going to do the sound effects from my phone with the Bluetooth connection? Am I going to do them with the inbuilt sound pads on the mixer? Am I going to plug it in? Am I not? I didn't test the... I bought a mic stand because Daniel wanted us to have boom stands, and so I couldn't find... I thought I had a Pride 48 boom stand, but I could not find a boom stand in my closet. And so I bought another one. Well, I didn't check to see if the boom stand would connect to the microphone attachment that I've got for my microphone. And so I'm having to make do with what they provided, but it's not perfect. So yeah, I've got all the equipment I need. Other than the fact that the attachment for the microphone is not what I need, but other than that, I've got all the equipment that I need. It's just, yeah. And you know, the air conditioner's loud in this room, but I don't want to turn it off. And we'll see. We will see how the editing goes. We'll see how all of that goes. I have my iPad. I did bring a keyboard and a mouse, so I am able to do some stuff there. So anyway, let's go back a little bit and talk about what happened yesterday. So yesterday I got on. Yesterday was travel day. And I had some stuff to do, which I told you guys about. So I got all of my stuff done. I wanted to get another prescription for my fever blister because I wanted a backup. And again, I just don't want to be on a trip and have a flare up of a fever blister and, you know, and doing a lot of, I don't know, getting tired, getting stressed, having a lot of sun. All of those things can, you know, cause that to flare up. And so I thought, well, and like I told you before, so I called in the other one and I actually went to the store for the other one and I got that done. And I talked about that on yesterday's show, so I guess I don't need to repeat that. So after I recorded, I finished packing and I watched a couple of episodes of The Expanse and I was on season 2 of The Expanse. And now I have now finished season 2 of The Expanse, but I downloaded all of it because I promised Daniel that I would start watching The Expanse and, you know, give him my opinion. Had to sneeze, had to mute myself there for a second. But anyway, so I downloaded it all onto my phone and got it all ready on Amazon Prime. And, you know, I started watching it. And there is a weird thing on the Amazon Prime app that I have never had happen before until yesterday. And it was a pain in the butt. They have this feature, and I'm assuming it's for blind people, but I don't know, but I'm assuming it's for blind people. And it's audio. It's almost like subtitles, except it's audio. So, and what I mean by that is they'll explain the scene. Like, so for instance, on the intro where they're panning around a bunch of planets and there's a spaceship and there's someone in the background going, an image of Earth is displayed with tons of twinkling lights. A spaceship flies by and over to the left, you can see Saturn, the rings of Saturn. Anyway, there's this narrator and you don't need it because, but not only that, during the actual show, not just in the intro and the outro, but like during the show, they're like, Bob shrugs and turns to Beth and pours her a glass of wine. You know, and they're explaining as, you know, what's going on. Gingy walks over to the control panel and hits the blue button. And it's very annoying when you're not blind and like, you don't need to see, you know, what's going on. Or you can see what's going on and you don't need an explanation. And so I was trying to figure out a way to turn this off. Like I said, this has never happened to me before. Like ever. This has never happened to me before. I Googled it. There was no off. There was no settings. So for subtitles, like if you go into subtitles, it has a bunch of options for different languages. You know, you can choose English, US English, UK English. You can choose Filipino. You can choose Mexican. You can choose Italian, German, like all of these, right? But one of the options is off. So you, if you select the off option, it turns off subtitles. Well, when you go into the audio menu, the audio subtitles, air quotes menu, there's not an off. And I looked in the settings for the app, like the generic settings for the app. I, you know, slid my finger up and down and sideways and looked for like hidden menus that I didn't know about. Nothing. There was no menu. So I Googled it and I found a bunch of Reddit posts where people were having the same problem. They're like, oh my God, the Amazon Prime app is, there are these audio subtitle things that are happening that are really annoying and I can't figure out how to turn them off. Well, what I finally figured out, and this is a work, I mean, it's obviously a problem with the app. I mean, there's obviously something wrong. But what I figured out is, if I went to the audio subtitles menu, selected, so it's on English default or English US, but there's an English UK version. So if I change it to English UK, close out of the menu, open the menu again, and then go back to English US and close out of it, it stops the audio subtitles. Turns them off. But the thing is, if you close the Amazon Prime app and you open it back up, even if you minimize the window and you open it back up, the audio subtitles start up again. And so every time someone would bother me on the plane, I had to like go through this whole, you know, process. This whole process again. And anyway, so, but I was able to figure that out. It was annoying. So I watched a couple of episodes of The Expanse at home after I finished packing. I brushed Sydney, my dog, because it was my turn and Mark wanted to make sure I got it done before I left because she has a bath tomorrow. And we need to have her brushed really well before we take her to get a bath because they will cause more tangles and mats in her hair if we don't brush her properly before we take her. And so anyway, my suitcase, the limit for suitcases, The limit for suitcases is 50 pounds. And you know, and the suitcase was right at 50 pounds. I mean, 50 pounds on the dot. I did get all my camera equipment plus a few other items into the camera bag, so I did not have to take a backpack. Went to the airport. I was so irritated. This was a Karen moment, but I did not go Karen, but it's in my brain. I was feeling very Karen-like. I was flying first class, and I don't normally fly first class, but I was flying first class, and there's a priority line for checking in for first class, business class. I think it's even available for credit card holders, which I do have an American Airlines credit card, but I never use that priority line. I always go just in the regular line. And most times I'll actually go to the computer, the kiosk, you know. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to use the priority line. I got in that line. They ignored the fuck out of me. They were helping all these people in the economy line. Not once. They knew I was there. They were staring right at me. I finally gave up and just went to the kiosk and did it myself. I was so, I didn't say anything. I did not go Karen. I didn't, you know, I maybe there was a little bit of steam coming out of my ears, but I didn't say anything. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.